The 1760s and 1770s were an exciting time in America. Some of those living in the 13 colonies were already sixth-generation Americans. Their parents and grandparents, great-grandparents, and their grandparents had all lived on American soil. Needless to say, these folks, along with the newcomers, were beginning to grow restless under the rule of England's King George III and the Parliament. England's representative to the New World was General Thomas Gage, Commander-in-Chief of British forces in America. A good and decent man who believed in conducting himself and his forces within the law, Gage nevertheless became a symbol of America's dislike for English domination. A number of patriots began to emerge who would soon take America to the edge of revolution, and one of those was Paul Revere. Our story opens in the year 1770, and the Revere family has just recently moved into their new home on Boston's North Square.
Ah, Sarah, a wonderful meal.
Thank you, dear, but not all the credit is mine. Mother Revere helped me as always.
Now, Sarah, I only shared my recipe.
My favorite mother, you know that.
Oh, indeed I do. And Sarah makes it better than I ever did.
I wish. Phew, I'm hot. You know, it's not the kind of weather to be working over a fire, dinner or no dinner.
Deborah, throw open the door, would you? It's suffocating in here. Your mother is about to faint from the heat.
Yes, Papa.
Would you like some tea, dear?
Yes, but let little Sarah fetch it. You don't mind, do you, Pumpkin?
I can do it, Papa.
That's what I thought. She's a big girl already, my dear, and she's only 8. What? 6 bells? I had no idea it was so late.
Papa, tell us the story again about when you used to ring the bells.
Oh, ho, that would take too long tonight. I'm to meet Sam Adams and John Hancock at the Green Dragon in less than an hour.
Let's just say that when your father was just about your age, Paul, well, maybe a few years older.